The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Dafayin Gimel Mebeis, in discussing the Melacha of Ma'amar, says, Amar Rava, Hayman the Kon of Milcha, Memilchasa, somebody who collects salt from the salt pits, and as the Rishonim explain, they used to make a pit and gather seawater, and the sun would cause the water to evaporate, and you would be left with salt. So says the Gemara, somebody who collects that salt, chayiv mishum amr, is considered that he did the melacha ma'amr. The melacha ma'amr that was done in the Mishkan was that they collected the stalks and to ultimately turn them into flour. And he says, collecting this salt, says Rava, is considered the melacha of ma'amr. Abai Amr, Abai disagrees, and he says, Ein imur el begdule karka. Only by something that grows from the ground is there a melacha ma'amr. Gathering salt together is not gedulei karka. And the Rishonim try to understand this machlokes of Abaye v'Rava if Imur is limited only to gedulei karka, or if Imur is also not by gedulei karka. There are a number of Rishonim that want to connect this machlokes to a sugya that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Ayin Hei, regarding the question of Ein Disha El Begdulei Karka. And they want to say that this machloikis is connected to that question as well. And if we say that Disha is limited to Gedulei Karka, so too would be the Halacha by Imur. If we say that Disha is not limited to Gedulei Karka, so too would be the Halacha by Imur. There are different versions of this understanding that the Gemara here is going specifically according to the Man D'Omer that holds Ein Disha El Begdulei Karka and says that maybe Imur is different, maybe Imur is more chomer. Well, there are a number of Rishonim that connected to the question of Disha. And of course, many Mefarshim find this explanation somewhat difficult to understand. Because what's the connection between Imur and Disha? It's also interesting to point out that if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem that discusses this halacha regarding Imur, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Sif Tes says Osel Kabitz Melech Mimisrafes HaMelech, you're not allowed to collect the salt. So the Shulchan Aruch, which is actually the words of the Torah, doesn't say that collecting salt is Osir. He says it because it's Imur. He says Shadoima Lama'amr. It's consimilar to Ma'amr. And as I said, those are the words of the Torah. And therefore many Mefarshim suggest that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that Imur is only by Gedulei Karka. V'ken osa lak kol dovim mokim Gedulei. It's only osa by Gedulei Karka. And what the Shulchan Aruch, because we paskin ein Imur el b'Gedulei Karka, as we just read in the Gemara, and when the Shulchan Aruch says that it's osa to do this, it's only because it's similar to Ma'amr, but not that it's actually Ma'amr, because we're paskening, like Abaye taught us, Abaye Omer, Ein Imur El Begdulei Karka. But the question is, why indeed does Abaye hold that Ein Imur El Begdulei, why indeed do we take this more lenient approach of Ein Imur El Begdulei Karka? And again, there's another raya that's clearly the psak, that Ein Imur El Begdulei Karka, that Imur is only passable when we collect something from where it grows. Because we look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Lamed Hei Sif hay. Nispazul loy peiris b'chotzer. If fruit got dispersed in the chotzer, echad hayna v'echad hayna here and there. Malakat malat ma'at for oichel. Collect a little at a time and eat them. V'lo yitein l'toich asal v'lo l'toich hakupa. Don't put them into a basket. But if they're all in one place, noisen l'toich asal. Noisen afil l'toich asal. Then you can put it even into a basket. Unless you have, says the Shulchan Aruch, another problem that mixed into this fruit as it fell onto your floor were mixed in different pieces of dirt. So now you have a problem of boyer. We'll speak about in Daf Ayin Dalet. And if we look at the Noise Kalim, the Noise Kalim say that why is the halacha that when they're dispersed, you should not collect them into a basket, not because of the problem of ma'amer, because it's not where the fruit grew, and if it's not where the fruit grew, there is no problem of ma'amer. Rather, the issue is, say all the nice kalim, the issue is an issue of uvda d'chol, that if we're going to start collecting fruit into big baskets, that looks like an uvda d'chol, like a weekday activity. But clearly, not because of ma'amer. Why? Because ma'amer is only b'mokay geduloy, only in the place where it actually grows. And Tosfos says this in Masechta Beya, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mevim eitzim and asodim and amechunas and akafa. Afilu menamafuzer, even if they're spread out, and Tosfos on top of the Amid, Tema hahavim amar, dav melacha. Why ask Tosfos when I collect the fruit, the wood from the field, is it not considered the melacha ma'amar? Says Tosfos, v'yeshloim d'lo shayich imar el b'moka k'dishadelim shon. Taisa says that the Isra Ma'amar only applies in the place where what I collected actually grew. But if anywhere else, it's not considered the Malacha of Ma'amar. However, what needs to be understood is if we look in the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Hei, the Rambam brings down the Malacha, the Shir of Malacha Ma'amar. He says, Hamama oichlin, imla chila shiru kikirigris, the shiru is a grigris, vim imla behema, shiru kamala bhti, the amount is the amount of, that goes into the mouth of the animal, vim la soka, if you need it for firewood, shiru kide lavash beya, as much as you need to cook an egg, and the Rambam goes on to explain, obeya asuba kamokum hubei beinu shotana goylim. And the Rambam says very clearly, but then, that's the Rambam in Halacha Hey. But then we look at the Rambam in Halacha Vav, Hamakabitz Devela, if you gather together dates, Vaisimena Egel Shal Devela, Oishanakiv Tainim, Vechnes Achelbehem, you put strings into the tehenim, ach neskaps guf echor, until they become one cake, one piece. Hareza told us ma'amer v'chayin chay v'kein v'chayin kol kiyotz b'zeh. So the Rambam seems to be contradicting each other, and all the noisei kalim in the Rambam immediately ask the question. The Rambam says ein imer el begdule karka. And it seems, like Tosfos said, based on the Mishnah Masechta Beyadaf Lamed Aleph, that Imur is only passable by Mokum Giduloi. And here we're saying, the Rambam is saying, that you put these Dveila together, the Ta'anim together, you're always Chai from Amr, even though it seems to be not by Mokum Giduloi. So the Kesef Mishnah says that indeed, he quotes a Ramach, who says that it's indeed referring to a situation where you did this kabbetz tevela, where you put this tevela together, right when it fell off the tree. Of course, that's not pasha pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying if you made this together, Hareza told him ma'amr. It's told us ma'amr, and it doesn't in any way seem to indicate that it has to be at the place where that this was done strictly at the place that it was grown. Furthermore, the Rishonim, in discussing the Malacha of Ma'amar, discuss, is it only considered Ma'amar if you tie together the bundle that you were Ma'amar, or is Ma'amar passable even if you didn't tie the bundle together? So as we begin to understand the Malacha Ma'amar, we need to understand what is the Malacha, why is Ma'amar different than Boina, for example. Boina means I take a number of different materials and I build something. So why isn't every Ma'amar perhaps considered in the category of the Malacha of Boina? So the Achronim explain that there's a very fundamental difference between Boina and Ma'amar. Boina is when we take different materials, combine them, and by having the different materials that we combine, we came with a new entity. The new entity is the house. I took wood and nails and different materials, and I put them together, and now I have a house, or a keli, whatever was built. Ma'amar doesn't mean that I have a new entity. But rather what Ma'amar means is that I took these things that were separated and I put them together, but they still are very much the same as with what they started off being. And therefore the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara discusses Hamagabin. If somebody takes cheese curds and squeezes them together into making them into cheese, the halach is yichai mishamboina. And the question is, why is that not considered ma'amar? The answer is, because when you take those cheese curds and you squeeze them together to be cheese, what you've done is you've created a new entity. That is what boina is. Ma'amar is not creating a new entity. Ma'amar is just taking what I have and putting them into a pile. So even though with our explanation that we just gave, we've given a very nice distinction between Boina and Ma'amar, where we might have created more questions than answers. And that is, if, as we're saying, Ma'amar means that we didn't really create anything new, we just made a pile, so two questions come up. We know that the definition of what's considered a melacha on Shabbos is meleches machshavos. When you've done something, you created something. If we're saying now that the definition of ma'amar is that we really didn't actually create anything, so then why indeed is that considered a melacha? And furthermore, if indeed that is the definition of ma'amar, so then why, if I take in my home a pile of paper or anything and I pile them together, why is that not considered ma'amar? And as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Hey, it's very clear that if I just make a pile of different items, putting them together, that is clearly not considered ma'amar. And why indeed is it not considered ma'amar? So the Mefarshim explain that there are two ways to accomplish ma'amar. One way of accomplishing ma'amar is that by taking something that wasn't available to you until now and making it available to you, that is considered the Malacha Ma'amar. And if that is considered the Malacha Ma'amar, that's That's why it has to be strictly, when you pick it up, Mimakim Geduloi, as Taisa said, from where it grew. Because what happened? You have pieces of wood, or pieces of straw, or pieces of shibalim all over your field. And they're totally inaccessible to you. By picking them up, you make them accessible to you. And that is the creative aspect of the Melacha Ma'amar. The creative aspect of Melacha Ma'amar is to take something that you could not have access to previously and now have access to it. And that's why it's only Ma'amar, B'makim Geduloi. Because B'makim Geduloi, where till now I couldn't have the Shibolim and I put them together, that's why I made the Shibolim accessible, and that's why I'm Chayiv for Ma'amar, because that was the creative aspect. And that's why we could well understand the Egli Tal quotes a very bechidish from the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says that the Melacha of Ma'amar, he says, is only possible, there's no Ein Imur Acha Imur, which is a very bechidish. By most malachas, we don't find such a rule that the second malacha is not passable again. For example, if somebody caught an animal, which is certainly the malacha of tzeda, and after he caught that animal and did the malacha of tzeda, he let the animal go out free, and he catches that animal again, certainly that will be considered, again, a malacha of tzeda. Why by Imur does the Tosfos Rid and the Egli Tal quote that Tosfos Rid hold that it's considered Imur, Ein Imur Acha Imur? Because it's very geschmack. Because as we just explained, the entire Malacha of Imur is only because till now those pieces of Shibolim, those pieces of wood, were not accessible to you, and you made them accessible. Once you've made them accessible, the fact that they get separate or don't separate doesn't make a difference. The Malacha is only taking something which is inaccessible and making accessible. It's not making a pile. And therefore it's very understandable why the Halacha is that if you make a pile, nobody would argue that you're not allowed to make a pile of paper or a pile of anything. You have a mess in your home on Shabbos and you want to pile together the different items, as we just learned. Nobody would hold that that's the Malachas Imur. Because Malachas Imur is only when something till now was inaccessible, and because it grew, and I didn't have it together. I had these individual stalks, and I make them together to make them into a pile of grain. There is no point in a pile of paper. It wasn't that I had the paper inaccessible, and I make it accessible. It's more convenient for me to have it in a pile rather than have it dispersed over my desk. That isn't called Imur. And with that is also pshat in a Rashi in Masechet Beyah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Masechet Beyah, Umi Ikamidi, is there anything, says the Gemara, the Le'inyan Shabbos Loi Have a Gemar Melacha, as far as Shabbos, it's not considered a Gemar Melacha, Ulamaisa Have a Gemar Melacha. For Meiser, it is Gmar Melacha. That means, we know that for something to be Mechuyiv in Meiser, it had to undergo Gmar Melacha. Once it has Gmar Melacha, it's obligated to take off Meiser, and it may not be eaten Achilas Aroi. And the Gemara continues. The Tan, Eze Goren LeMeiser, what is considered by Peiris, a gemar melachta, that it's mechuyev in maisa, hakshuim v'deluim mishiyafaksu, by cucumbers and by pumpkins, from when the blossom is removed, v'shloi piksu, fruits that don't have this pikus, mishiyamid arima, when you make a pile of it, says Rashi, and Rashi makes this point very strongly, Vim Kloimer, V'im atchloi piksu, hemet arim mehem, k'min krei, if the blossom has not been removed, but you made a pile of it, hukfu, alma haram hamodas erma, making a pile, have a gemar melacha lemaisa, is considered gemar melacha that there should be a chiv of taking trumas and maisris. Ulin in Shabbos, says Rashi, mishahevi b'tzol and lebeisai en hamodas erama melacha. Says Rashi, if you bring to your home onions and you make a bundle of onions in your home, that wouldn't be considered ma'amar. It's not considered a melacha. What's the difference? Because for Shabbat, so again, Rashi is clearly teaching us that just making a pile, even a fruit, is not considered melacha ma'amar. Why is it not considered melacha ma'amar? It's not considered melacha ma'amar because I didn't make these onions better. I didn't make these onions accessible. I made it convenient for myself to pile the onion together in a pile. And therefore, I didn't really accomplish anything, and therefore it's not considered melacha ma'amar. That's one form of ma'amar. But really, as the Rambam taught us, and the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, there's another form of ma'amar, which is mentioned in Sif Yud, in Simen Shin Mem. Hamakabitz the veil of awesome and eagle, or shenok of tain of a hichnes hachevel behem, achin the scaps of guv echod, haray ze told us ma'amr. V'chayv ken kiyot b'zeh. What type of ma'amr is this? This is a new type of ma'amr. This is a ma'amr where I make something also accessible. Where the way ta'enim and were eaten in the time of Chazal, they were eaten when they were put into an eagle, and putting them into a permanent form of eagle is another form of ma'amr. And therefore, even though it was accessible before, it still will be in the category of ma'amr, because this is a new type of ma'amr. This is a ma'amr that you make, again, something new. The emur helps you create a new entity. Till now you had separate ta'anim, separate figs, separate dates, and by combining them into a new cake, so you've created something. But here, it doesn't have to be b'makom gedula. It will be also, even if it's shloi b'makom gedula, as all the nice kalim point out when the Rambam says this halacha. Because the first type of imur was when you made something inaccessible accessible. That's only when it's b'makom gedula. Till now I had no access to it. It was growing all over the place. I combine it. That's one type of imur. The other type of imur has to have much more of a purpose. But there, the halacha will be that you don't have to be makasher. You don't have to tie those bundles together, those stalks together, to be chayiv for imur. And Degli Tal makes this point. Because just the fact that you took these stalks that were all over the field and you brought them together, that is known enough for it to be considered an act of imur. But now tells us the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. There's another type of imur. It was accessible, but you permanently made it into one dry piece, connected it very strongly. That is another form of imur that is also chayiv in Shabbos. But here the halach will be, as the Rishonim indicate, that for it to be considered an act of imur, you have to actually tie it together, make it permanent into one piece. And therefore, going back to the shaila that we discussed earlier, if you'll just go and you'll make a pile of paper, which certainly doesn't have any real permanence to it, just a pile of paper, it still will not be considered imur. Because imur is only either when you took something inaccessible and made it useful, or when you make it somewhat permanently connected. Here, it's not permanently connected, just you have a pile of whatever you have, The only concern is, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Simin Shin Lamed Hei, that you need to be concerned for the issue of Uvda D'chol. And however, there is a very interesting shita quoted by the Rishonim, Dar Zerua and the Urayim both quote this shita, that if you have eggs dispersed all over and you pile your eggs up together to make them useful, to put them together in one basket, that would be considered a tolda ma'amar. And the Paiskim have a very difficult time understanding this shita, because given the explanation that we gave from Amr, that Amr is only passable by something that grows from the ground, and bimokim geduloi, eggs that you put together have neither of those two characteristics. So I saw that the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Dalid Simen Lametes, and the Oz Nidbaru in Chelik Tes Simen Ches, both say that perhaps l'chatchila one should be machmer for the shita of the Urayim and the Arzarua, but al pidin they say it's difficult to understand why that would be considered, given our definition of the Malacha Ma'amr, in any way included in the Malacha Ma'amr, and al pidin it would be mutter, and therefore they say that if there's a problem that your eggs will get broken if you won't put them together in some sort of a basket, you certainly may do so. And certainly they say, if you, even though we know that normally Amira La'akum is also on Shabbos, here there would be no concern for Amira La'akum.